We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Wake your ass up. The Breakfast Club is on.
Wake up!
The Breakfast Club, Envy, and Charlamagne, the voice of the culture.
You think I'm coming here when this ain't hot?
See, y'all different. Y'all the culture. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
This is probably becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
Put it in perspective.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up! Good morning, USA!
Yo.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Friday!
Yes, it's Friday, and Jess Hilarious is back, our special guest host, of course.
Hey, my y'all. Good sister, Jess What's Hilarious is here.
What's up, y'all?
Okay, you giving nanny today?
Oh, you already know. Look, let me say that. Look.
Nannies don't dress like that.
Yeah, no nanny. Why you got nanny?
That is very corporate.
That is not a nanny dress shirt. Definitely dress like this, and that's what I'm giving this week.
I always wondered about Fran dress. I never seen that. What was that story about?
The nanny, the show, the nanny. She was their nanny, and she was basically messing with their father. But it was a TV show, so we weren't really supposed to think like that. But that's what it was.
Oh, that's why she had all the nice outfits.
Yep, young, fly, sexy nanny for the kids. I think the dad was a widow anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. But yeah.
Jesus.
But it was a really good show, though.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Well, what you do
that's
yesterday?
That's what you're giving.
I'm definitely giving that. Yesterday, I went to go see this man at the Daily Show.
Okay.
He really, really killed it.
He killed it?
Yes,
he was killing it all week.
Listen, and I know I be coming at him like a lot or whatever, right? I mean, I don't care, but he really can read, Envy.
He can read.
He impressed me, for real. Because I know he can read, but he really killed it.
We should not be applauding each other for knowing how to read, even though it is good.
What you mean we shouldn't be?
I guess we should be. We should all know how to read.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, now since you're talking about we shouldn't be applauding each other, in the rehearsal, he did stutter a little bit.
He stuttered a little bit?
Yeah. Because a couple of them jokes, and he wants to say them. He's like, oh, why am I saying this? He was fighting it.
He was fighting.
I was But I'm like, this is the Daily Show. Which, you know, it's not wilding it out.
And that's the beauty of rehearsal. The beauty of rehearsal is you go over all that stuff, so you know, you can trim the fat.
That's right.
Yes. But it was really good. It was
okay,
really good.
All right, babe. Yeah.
And the manager of the Daily Show follows me.
That's right. Salute to Jen, the showrunner. She said, oh, just hilarious. I follow you on Instagram.
Yes. And I was like, you like the pizza? She was like, no.
That's a lie.
Yeah. Charlamagne ordered pizza for the whole Daily Show.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Cuts and Slices, man. Amazing.
36
amazing pizza
boxes.
Okay. 50.
Sweet. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. Sweet chili oxtail pieces. Sweet chili salmon oxtail pieces. Mm-hmm. It was lobster and shrimp.
Lobster and shrimp.
All of that.
Yep.
I said, he going to see all of that in his face right next week.
And I'm going to get a chemical pill.
Okay. And what happened?
And get a shot in any bump that rises up. That's right.
Oh, yeah. We got to get into my Steelers because last night, I watched
it. How do your Steelers? You got Ravens.
No. Ravens
she
got
says,
me.
She said she had Steelers yesterday.
Hold on, you're not a Baltimore Ravens fan? Yes,
no,
you are.
No, I'm not. What? I'm supposed to be,
yes.
I guess, because I'm
you
from
a Steelers
Baltimore.
Fan?
Listen, because I got into football when I started going to high school. I went to high school in Pennsylvania, and that's when I started getting into it. Everybody up there, Pittsburgh or
Steelers
Eagles.
Fans, right.
So I was like, all right, Pittsburgh, because it was winning. This was back when Ben Roethlisberger, everybody, it was.
So you
was
like Mike Tomlin, too?
Yes, I do.
Damn.
He looked just like my father.
But I saw Glorilla go crazy over Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin he's been like one of the longest running coaches.
He's been around for a long time. I think he's the longest running coach. No, Bill Belichick, right? Between him and Belichick, right?
One of them.
Yeah, yes. And he's been...
He look like your father.
Yeah, he's just like my father. And he's been around for a long time. So I've seen him like for mad long.
So where'd you watch the game?
At Victory.
Oh, you went to the hookah spot.
Yep, I surely did. She does hookah. Sheena, my best friend over there. I don't really be trying to get all that in my lungs, but yeah.
Yo, you a front ting.
Yeah.
You don't get that in your lungs, but what else you get in your lungs?
That is of the earth. No, Shisha is not. So I don't really be trying to do the hookah because it's unsanitary and it's bad for your lungs, right, Sheena? But it's okay because she's going to puff away.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. We got front page news coming up, and Jeezy's album came out today.
My God. Hey. Man, I came in riding the Jeezy this morning. Jeezy used to make me, want to sell dope. Now he made me want to buy more property.
Well, let's
drop one of Clues Bomb for Jeezy,
know,
man. Play
right.
That Jeezy. God
Jeezy
forgives.
This morning.
What's the record called? I Forgive, But Don't Forget. That's what it's called.
Something like that.
Forgive, But Don't Forget.
Jeezy's album's out right now. He's independent, so make sure you go support him. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy. That was Jeezy. Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
Hey.
And let's get to some front page news. Good morning, Tiz.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Jess. Let me say, Jess, nobody holds that seat down the way you do. Let me be clear about it. I love it when you're here.
Thank you, girl.
And good morning, Charlamagne the Guy.
Peace, Tiz.
Keeping it at the Daily Show all week.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's jump in to start up with sports. Now, the Steelers, like Jess said, beat the Titans last night, 2016.
Yes, we did.
And Victor, what's his last name, Charlamagne?
Yeah,
he scored a career high of 38 points last night. The Spurs beat the Suns.
132-121.
What?
Wembanyama.
We drop on the Clues Bomb for Jess Hilarious. Play with her.
Okay. Oh, we go ahead, Jess.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let's jump to some front page news. Let's talk about these homeschooling rates.
Yeah, a story came out. Black Enterprise wanted you guys to know this. After the pandemic, homeschool enrollment rose by 30% and continues to rise as the country's fastest growing form of education. Now, during COVID, homeschooling increased across all racial ethnic groups, but none witnessed the same dramatic upward trend like Black families. According to the data by the Census Bureau, only 3% of Black families were homeschooling in the beginning of 2020, compared to 16% by October of the same year. Now, after analyzing the data from 32 states and the District of Columbia, the results found that it was a 51% increase in homeschooled children in the U.S. since 2017. Now, a few reasons why Black families choose to homeschool is school violence and shootings. You know, obviously, we see an increase in shootings, bullying, school choice, and whitewashed history and banned books. So, I thought that was a really interesting story. I don't, if people didn't know that homeschooling went up. So, let me ask you, Jess, we all have kids. Have you ever homeschooled your son or thought about it?
That's actually interesting. Yes, I actually thought about homeschooling him for a couple years in a row, just because
The world is crazy. Yeah, all these mass crazy shootings and everything else. You're damn right. I be thinking about that all the time.
Yep. And then he goes, and then not even only that, that's more importantly, but not even only that, he goes, you know, to school in, you know, and where we're from. And people, eighth graders, he's in the sixth grade, eighth graders come to his class and, oh my God, he don't like all that. He does not like all the attention.
Would it be like, oh, that's Jess' son? Or?
Yeah. Okay, they, okay. Oh my God, oh, your mother be on wildin' out. And he just don't like it. You know, it's a lot of unnecessary attention for him. He 11. He like, yo, this is clowned out.
What do you feel about if, you know, taking them out? Because one of the things with homeschooling is them not getting that interaction.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why I wouldn't. Kids. That's why I wouldn't do it. That's the only reason why. Because during the COVID pandemic, you had to do it.
Yeah.
And they miss that social experience. They miss hanging with their friends. They miss things that, you know, parents can't teach them. And even though they have siblings, they, you know, they miss that friendship, the things that they can touch, whether it's designing and making things.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I wouldn't do it.
The flip side to that, too, because, you know, I got people in my family who didn't want to go back to school after COVID. They like being homeschooled.
Mm-hmm. So, and then I think as long as you keep them in it, because he's in football, he likes basketball, he likes soccer. So as long as I keep him in, like, a sport or something, I think, you know, keep him around kids constantly, then outside of homeschooling, I think he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But the pandemic, what the pandemic did for me, I got to know my son in the pandemic, which is, you know, it's good. It was a better bond created between me and him because we were home. We didn't really have to, you know.
Yeah. But what with homeschooling, too, is I know during the pandemic, the kids will find every excuse not to be on that laptop. Yeah, I mean, they'll be cutting grass outside. They'll be like, hey, Dad, they're cutting grass outside. They'll be like, I want a snack. I got to go to the bed. Like, they find every excuse to get off that laptop. You know what I mean? And at school, they got to sit there. They can't can't make those excuses up, you know?
Yeah, a lot of parents found out how real it is. You know, had a lot more respect for teachers, you know, when they had to actually homeschool. Like, it's a real job. So, I don't know, you know, some folks do homeschooling and hire professionals to come do it. You know, have tutoring, you know, outside teachers who were doing that. So yeah, I just thought it was interesting how, since we all have kids, my daughter was 16 and half of the school went back after pandemic and has stayed home. She loved, like you mentioned, DJ Amy, going to school, you know, for the experience, but she did love half the school gone. You know, she loved, she wasn't into the, you know, having a big crowd. So I guess it just works, you know, depending on the kid. But I thought that was an interesting story. If you guys want to read more about it, go to Black Enterprise, because they, you know, flushed that out on why black kids, black parents were you know, choosing that as an option.
All right, well, that is front page news. See you in a little bit, Tiz.
Absolutely.
Everybody else, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's a Friday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed,
it's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Tonio.
What's your name?
Tonio.
Tonio?
Yeah.
You sound like you're up to no good, brother.
Yeah,
what's happening?
He playing.
No. I want to speak on the academic and Saucy Santana situation.
Okay.
Oh, okay. He just talked fast. Okay, go ahead. What's going on with Saucy Santana situation?
I feel like people complaining about the LGBT community. The black community and the LGBT community, or black gay, is like two different situations or two different communities. Like, LGBT people is like mostly for white. It's not a safe space for black gays. So people complaining about he can't say nothing or complain. Santana's black. He's not white. And then he's already being homophobic towards him in the beginning. So it's like, what more can you say? If that's all you got, you already lost.
I don't even know what you just said, bro.
I understand what you said.
What he said, Jeff?
Yeah, he said basically black gays are very important.
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
That's all he said, all that, and that's all he said?
And basically, that's what DJ Academics is.
And by the way,
a black gay.
You can reply to anybody you want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You just got to deal with the consequences of whatever of whatever you said. You know, and you can't tell somebody how to react. I don't care who they are, gay, straight, male, female, whatever, black, white. I don't know how that person gonna react when I say what I say.
Yeah.
So you just got to deal with it, whatever come with it.
That's right. Hello, who's this?
This is George.
Hey, George. Hey. Get off your chest.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I just want to... I hope y'all have a good weekend. Happy Friday, everybody. And I want to give a shout-out to my boss, Terrence Brooks. He's the man.
Okay.
That's what's up. Thank you so much.
Hello, who's this?
Morning, DJ Envy. Morning, Jess.
Hey.
What up, bro?
Hey, I got a question, man. When y'all going to go ahead and hire Jess as y'all third co-host?
Just be too busy
as soon as
for
she get time.
Yeah.
Keep asking. Oh, keep really? Asking them. It's okay. Keep asking them. They're coming. They'll get another response.
No offense to the other co-hosts, but you know what I'm saying? She just brings a different energy to the show.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Most definitely.
I'm concerned that she can't keep up these outfits. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
I'm the only one that come up here like this. First of all, don't play with me.
Exactly.
Thank you. Exactly.
I think she'd get tired of dressing up this early in the morning.
No,
every morning.
I make them when look they in here looking good. I make them dress up. So, yeah.
Hey, well, I think y'all need to go ahead and sign her and just do whatever you need to do to get her there every day.
Just be too busy. Like next week, Jess is in Detroit all week.
We'll see what God got planned.
I am, but I'm only in Detroit because somebody else is going to be up here. So, yeah.
We'll see what God got planned.
Oh, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Wake it up. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Coach.
Coach Davis, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, what's going on, Charlamagne? My girl, Jess. Good, baby. Good
hey,
to see
baby.
You. Oh, man, I'm glad to have you back, for real. They better stop playing with you and just give you a contract. Stop playing.
I know. Damn, Jess.
I know. I'm sorry. It's what it is.
Oh, come on. But listen. You know, I was talking about with Ms. Figaro, the homeschooling issue.
Yep.
And as an educator by profession, right, we're talking about a double-edged sword here. You know, I teach in a Title I funded public charter school in Brooklyn. And we're talking about resources here. You understand what I'm saying? Not everybody is equipped with the resources like y'all find people to homeschool your kids, to homeschool their kids, rather.
Yeah, that's true. You know, no, you're right.
And when it comes to socialization skills, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I wish some of these kids would start homeschool, you know, when it comes to socialization. But, you know, that being aside, man, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I know coming back from COVID, you know, especially within our demographic, within our people, we felt it the worst, you know. And a lot of our students, man, they came back deficient in a lot of areas academically. I'm a fitness teacher by profession. And let me tell you, some of these kids came back not having physical activity. They couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that go with being homeschooled. And then let's think about this. Let's keep it a buck. Some of these parents can't even help themselves, and they're trying to help their kids. Woo, Jesus.
You right about that.
You right, my brother. You ain't lying.
You right. Hello, who's this?
DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God, Jess Hilarious. Good morning.
Good morning.
OG Rob, what up?
What's happening? How y'all feeling this morning? What up?
Blessed, black, and highly favored, man.
Hey, listen, man, y'all know what it is, bros. It's Friday, man. What we doing on Friday, man? It's ball time.
Let's
baby.
Get these bars. Let's go.
I said, check it. Listen, I said I was told just to kill him on how I see fit. Show and prove right out the gate I'm not to be played with. Take them out, one by one, knocking them all down. Bodies dropping from Bed-Stuy to way out in Terrytown. What's happening? It's hunting season. Good excuse to walk up on haters and start spitting. Haters in the back of their mind, hoping my grind fold. That's why I keep applying the pressure. For every story told, it's all real. I've been in the box, focused in quarantine. Flashback to that OT bed, serving up crack fiends. I touched down, they scared to death. I'm COVID-19, straight up, I handle mine for sure. Slaughter by any means, leave holes in every part of your frame. Ain't no contest, homicide, gonna have to cover them last pieces. You die, just as more to come, just gets worse. As the time goes, stacking on these counterfeit bodies. Labeled as John Doe's and all them whack names that's talking. Keep your mouth closed, it's Bucktown, Brooklyn Zoo. My gun crackers, they know I see through that aura. Pepsi glass and smoke screens, light them up. Block after block, I call it the Billy Jean. OG.
Oh, call it the Billy Jean.
And you talking about Jeezy.
Light it up.
You want some, Jeezy?
What?
You want some boss?
I got
some balls.
No.
You got some balls?
I got some balls. Okay. So if you talk, since you were talking Jeezy earlier, here we go.
You know Jeezy in my top five, top seven.
I'm in my cool whip inside Jello.
Hey.
Hop about that pretty mother F-A-L-I. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Charla, how you doing?
Hey.
Jess, you know he's gay, so don't say nothing to him.
Don't worry.
Okay, I got Jeezy Balls, too. I got Jeezy Balls, too.
You got Jeezy Balls, too?
Last time I checked, I was the man with thick cheeks.
Oh.
Envy tried to call me boo, but I'm really not sweet. I got diarrhea, though. I poop on Envy. If he ever gets my butt, I'm a poop on Envy.
What?
Bobby Lyson Saucy coming better with both of y'all.
Yeah, OG Bobby, have a good weekend.
Bobby Lyson Saucy coming here like, we ain't playing.
Have a good one. Y'all
you
a family.
You too. Why you want to poop?
That would be a defense mechanism.
No, defense mechanism.
That's what that is.
That's a defense mechanism. I was like, all right, so I'm about to hang up. This is nah.
All right. No. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way. What are we talking about, Jess?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. We got Jess with the mess on the way.
Yes, we do. As soon as I find some mess, I'm going to let y'all know.
Lord have mercy.
All right. We'll get into Jess with the mess when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious. Let's get to Jess with the mess.
Yes.
The news is real. What is Jess Hilarious? Jess the Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lying.
This is The Rumor Report.
I don't do that. Stop.
Jess with the mess. The news is real.
On The Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference.
Keep it a stop.
Missy to be inducted in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Drop a Clues Bombs for my girl, Virginia's home. Shout out to Missy. She said with
Robin Roberts.
With
Gail. Oh, Rob. I thought it was.
No, yeah, look,
Robin
you're giving
Roberts.
Me wrong stuff.
My
no,
bad.
No, it's Robin Roberts.
My bad.
She sat down with her and talking about how she feels about this upcoming achievement. We got audio for it.
How honored are you to be going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Words cannot describe. It just haven't clicked. You know, when you in hip-hop world, that it seems so far out of reach.
And you're the first woman rapper.
Yes.
That's got to just add the significance.
Yes, and it being the 50th year of hip-hop, just the whole, it is layers. No matter what people say, the hip-hop world is something special and unique.
Man, Missy Elliott deserves all her flowers.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons Missy doesn't get celebrated like she should is because she's not a lyricist per se. You know what I mean? But she makes incredible music, and she's an incredible songwriter.
Yeah,
salute, I wouldn't say
salute to the 757, absolutely.
Yeah, I would not say she's not a lyricist. Like, I don't know. Missy, little puns and her her metaphors, I felt like she...
Missy gets busy. She influenced a lot of people.
A little pan crazy.
She's just a phenomenal artist.
I feel like, yo, I feel like she is, like, Ludacris. Like, Ludacris and Missy are the female... and male version of each other with
boss.
The lyrics with but I feel like they and then with the music videos how they the videos, both animated they creative
I would throw Bust in there too their yeah, creativity definitely. The way they do their videos
you know who Missy influenced a lot he says it all the time Lil Wayne says that
and
all
I was
the time.
About to say that but when I make music references y'all be like no
that's because
go
you, that's because you think Nick Cannon the GOAT that's because Nick Cannon the GOAT
I never said Nick Cannon was no little GOAT now
you told me Nick Cannon was better than Jay-Z a couple days ago
okay now y'all know he's lying
you said he was better than 50 a couple days ago
no I didn't say he was better than 50 I just said Nick Cannon, when I think better of get rich 50 Cent's trying. Music you I think said of that. Nicki no I mean oh I think
Jesus Christ
listen y'all messing up my news anyway next story
but I just want to say also DJ Kool Herc is going to be inducted this year, and also Don Cornelius is going to be inducted this year in Chaka Khan, and that happens tonight at 8 p.m. on Disney Plus. So if you want to check it out, you can stream it.
Yep, and we could have saved that story for tomorrow when it because it didn't happen yet.
It happens tonight. Okay.
Yeah, it happens tonight.
But if we did it tomorrow, it'd be too late.
Or Monday? No, that's how it happens. No, stop. Marvel considering replacing or removing Jonathan Majors from future films. So according to a new report in Variety, executives are considering replacing or removing Jonathan's role from future Avenger films. So basically they had a meeting and the studio was nervous about his upcoming domestic violence trial. And because if he's found guilty, he'll serve up to a year in prison. But according to Variety, Marvel execs, including studio chief Kevin Feige. Okay, I know that's right. Kevin Feige recently gathered in Palm Springs for an annual retreat where the most pressing issue was what to do about Majors.
Oh, please.
And then additional information, Disney also pulled Majors' upcoming movie, Magazine Dreams, which was supposed to be in theaters December 4th.
Yeah, I feel like it's innocent until proven guilty. No move should be made until he has his day in court. Also, Marvel, don't use Jonathan as a scapegoat for how lackluster these new phases of Marvel has been. A lot of these TV shows and movies, and I'm a Marvel guy, you know, a lot of these new TV shows and movies have been lackluster. Don't use Jonathan as a scapegoat. For you know how lackluster these phases have been.
That's right.
And you know, for the internet are between Captain Marvel and the woman who accused Jonathan Majors, folks gonna say white women ruined Marvel.
Yes.
The internet already don't like Captain Marvel and it ain't even come out yet.
Yeah, but I'm definitely with you, innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And a scapegoat, not scapegoat.
Yeah, he definitely said scapegoat. But I don't be wanting to come at him a lot because he has a lisp.
Or he has a lisp, no.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So some words he just say because it's easier.
That's easy.
What is it now?
Scapegoat.
It's scapegoat. You said You say scapegoat.
What goat escaped?
See, that's why we don't really like to get into it. But every time I talk about him, I always got somebody from the lesbian community like, oh, you, we saw y'all come at us like, oh my God.
You respect us lesbians.
right.
Okay.
Fans think Meg Thee Stallion gave the tea on her breakup from Party Fontaine because she dropped a new song, and this is what she said in the song. We got the audio.
I miss my parents, way too anxious, always cancel my plans. Put up, call him cheating, getting his skin stuck in the same spot I'm sleeping. Lord, give me a break, I don't know how much more this
And so that was on her new record, Cobra. And during the song, she talked about somebody cheating. Now, I don't know if it's Party or not. We don't know them people. And Megan could have had 4 or 5 boyfriends since Party. Because she fell off the grid for a minute just to let things cool off for a while. So she could have been doing her. She could be talking about anybody.
Yeah, because Party was a relationship folks know about. That's who you assume she talking about.
Yeah, because that was the last known relationship.
Mm-hmm. We don't know. And you know what's even crazier? In that bar, the woman talking about dealing with grief. Mm-hmm. She said she missed both her parents. And that's what y'all pick up? Damn, who got cheated allegedly? Like, come on, man. That woman dealing with grief.
Yeah, she is. And because right after that bar, she said, and then I catch a nigga cheating where I lay my head at. Lord, give me a break. So she just talking about everything that's like bothering her, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to back. So.
And also, where else are you supposed to cheat at if that's where you live?
Well, not at the house
what
with
the
you.
What the hell?
What's wrong with you?
I just wanted to see your reaction.
Oh, my God.
That's all.
This is crazy.
All right. Well, that is Jess with the mess.
See, why couldn't he get to the good story? I was talking about Megan and Fontaine and cheating. And oh, my gosh.
You got another story?
Yeah, I do. Because
save
I should say.
Save it for next break. Save it for next
oh
break.
Oh, my God.
You got another rumor, another Jess with the mess coming.
All right. I did good, though.
You did. You did. Round of applause, Jess. Round of applause.
Front page round news is next. Sizzling Figaro will be joining us. So don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Jess Hilarious here, our special guest host. And let's get back in some front page news. What up, Tiz?
What's going on, DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God?
Hey, Jeez, girl.
Tess. Now, if you were listening early, Jess told us she was watching the Steelers game last night, and the Steelers beat the Titans 2016.
Indeed.
And Victor, what's his name, Jess?
Wembanyama.
That's right. He scored a career high of 38 points. They beat the Suns last night. And let's jump right into it, Tess. Let's talk about vaping with students.
Mm-hmm. Now, earlier this morning, we talked about homeschooling, and this is another reason why some folks, you know, want to pull their kids out of school because of, you know, possible drug use or mm-hmm. vaping or any of those other things. And Jez, you had mentioned hookah this morning.
Yes, it
So this this study came out as well. It says that fewer high school students are vaping this year, so that's a good thing. In a survey, 10% of high school students said that they used the electronic cigarettes in previous months, but it's down 14% from last year. Now, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report, the use of any tobacco product, including cigarettes and cigars, also fell this year among high schoolers. And they're saying the reasons for the drop is health officials believe a number of the factors could be helping, including the price has been increasing and also to limiting the sales to kids by raising the legal age to 21. So they believe that those are the two reasons that vaping has gone down. So
good I can't stand vaping, man. My daughter I be picking up my daughter from high school sometime, and you know, you automatically like, I hope you ain't smoking that vape, because sometimes she be
right.
smelling like it. But
really?
It's because all of these kids,
all the kids,
yeah. she
yeah.
walk in the bathroom,
yeah, they be
and
in
these
the bathroom.
Kids be doing it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, man, I'm about to start telling on folks.
Yeah.
You
that's
know what
right.
I'd be complaining all the time.
I could not even yeah. see your older daughter doing it. She'd be like, nah. Oh my God, what is that?
Exactly. That's exactly what she'd be saying. Be like, because I go in the bathroom and everybody's on it. They'd be doing it.
They're yeah. on it. They're on vapes. yeah. You remember earlier this year when I did the story about how these kids were, you know, that some kids were going to the hospital as a result of it, you know, really getting sick
yeah.
because, again, you don't know what people are putting in this stuff, you know. So I was glad to see this. My daughter's 16. So she said the same thing, you know, your daughter says, you know, they do this like in the bathroom. This is what they're yep. doing in the bathroom, you know, every day. So I'm always concerned about that because everybody's body reacts to something different. And
that's right.
They're just, you know, doing bad things with that. So
and says I'm not gonna lie, I was vaping like when it first like got hot. I was like, okay, cool, I was vaping, but I noticed it would make me go straight to the bathroom and I would get a headache.
Mm.
It like
mess up your stomach,
literally mess Do-do. Up my stomach. Yep, it would literally make me mess. just say number two. I just said bad firm, like that's it. Like,
what do you get? So what do people get out of it? So when you say your best friend do it, I don't get. I know people like to do it in the club.
Yeah.
The smell.
It's like a slight high.
Well, Sheena don't vape. Sheena
well,
do
Sheena likes to do it because she see everybody else doing it.
Oh, you vape, Sheena?
Yeah, no. Okay.
Sheena said, "Tell them what you do." I don't say nothing about that fentanyl you be on.
Jesus.
Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
But I know it gives them a slight high, and I know a lot of people have like an oral fixation, like they got to just put things in their mouth pores.
Yeah.
So a lot of people.
Oral fixation.
Nah, they do. A lot of people just do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it actually is like comforting. Like, remember you said the crop tops are comforting. Yeah, vape is like kind of comforting.
That.
You know,
I
never
I'll say this one thing that bothers me. I don't know if you, but like in the club when they're passing around that heat, it's burnt my leg before.
The
you know,
hookah,
the
cold.
Yeah,
the cold.
Yeah, like burn my clothes. Like you get too close. I done had my clothes holes burning. So that
you
that's
got too many people at your table.
Where
are
you going?
Club is that?
Where you be at? It was packed, and you know, they trying to walk around and give everybody the vape. I don't know what it's called because I don't do it, but
the cold.
What is it called? Cold. The cold.
Cold. A bunch of people, who really want to have a campfire but scared to go in the woods. That's all
right.
It is.
But I would also say, too, I noticed, too, you know, with my two older kids, they played sports, so they never wanted to indulge in anything like that because it was always, they wanted to, you know, prepare their body for Logan with football, Madison when she played basketball. So because of the sports, they never really touched it or thought about it or did anything with hookah or mm-hmm. pens or vape or none of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's jump right into the next story. Discharge Lemonade.
Yeah, I want people to know about this. A warning with Panera Bread. I love Panera Bread. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to give you an update on now when you go to Panera Bread, there will be a warning label. Many of you may not read the label, so I thought this was a good story. Let's listen to the report.
The restaurant chain Panera Bread is now changing the label on its charged lemonade. This after a death was linked to the drink.
Damn.
A disclosure is now posted inside restaurants and on the app, alerting customers that it contains 390 milligrams of caffeine in one serving. Earlier this month, a college student with a heart condition died after consuming the drink because she didn't realize that it was caffeinated. Her family is now suing the restaurant. According to the FDA, healthy adults can drink up to 400 milligrams of caffeine per day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they need to discontinue that.
Like,
that's
what?
That's a label.
What are you talking about?
Like somebody doesn't die. Discontinue.
Yeah, but that sounds like that's probably any energy drink. If she didn't know it had caffeine in it and she knew she had heart problems, then they should have had a label on it, because that's the same thing with drinking any energy drink that has caffeine in it, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. If I was them, I would pay for another autopsy. Because that's bad. That's very bad publicity. You need to make sure that is what the cause of her death was. Make sure she didn't have nothing else in her system or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Before we get out of here, I want to remind people that this week the time will go back. So on Sunday, make sure you set your clocks back. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. And just a fun fact about daylight savings. People may realize, well, why is it at midnight or should it be 2 a.m.? So I want to give you a fun fact that they decided to do it at 2 a.m. because they said that most people that work during that time, instead of doing it at midnight, people that have early shifts are still in bed. People like that work at bars and restaurants are already closed. So that is why it's 2 a.m. opposed to midnight. You want to know more fun facts about that, Google fun facts about the time change. Thought it was really interesting. So, yeah, set your clocks back.
All right. Well, thank you, Tez. You have a good weekend.
Absolutely. You too.
Oh, and make sure you subscribe to Tesla and Figaro's podcast, the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, and follow at Tesla and Figaro on all social media platforms.
All right. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. You went down a rabbit hole, Saucy Santana.
I did.
All right. And then Saucy Santana said something that was intriguing.
Yes. Very intriguing to me. He was saying that when... Are you too old to be gay? Okay.
That's not what he said.
That's exactly what he said. You know him sugarcoat nothing. Go ahead, play it, Red.
Because, you know, when I get older, I ain't going to be gay no more.
Are you not? You always say that.
Yeah, like, you know, you're just too old to be a punk. At, like, 50, like, girl, sit down.
For real, Santana?
Yeah, get you a wife and some kids and stuff. Some children. Go to church.
At what age you going to stop being gay?
I said 50, but they told me 40. I feel like 40, I might still have a... I would just see how it's going at 35. We'll come back at 35.
That's interesting. So you grow out of gay.
I don't know. You asking me like I'm gay. You gay to me. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm 45, but I feel gayer. Do
you? Yeah. But he was saying that, and I think that's interesting. Like, on more of a serious note, is like, you know, for people who were, they weren't able to be themselves for all their younger years, mm-hmm. and then now when you get older and you finally come out, it's like, oh my God, oh, now you are old and gay. You
know, I mean, that is interesting.
So what is the question?
It is interesting
what
that he said he's not going to be gay when he get older. I just take it as, just because you're gay don't mean you don't want a family. Doesn't mean you don't still want a family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what I took it as.
Because that's what he wants.
So maybe he was joking.
Well, that's what he's going to eventually want.
Yeah, he probably was joking when he said he's not going to be gay no more when he's older. I don't know.
He did. He said, he said 40, I might have a little, but 50, he might be like, no, don't nobody want to be gay no more.
Interesting. So you want to hear from the LGBT community?
Yes, I do. Okay. I really do. And Shana don't count.
Shana is Jess's best friend.
Yes.
She's an L.
Yeah, she's an L. But I've never seen her with another L. So that's what I said. Girl, so she's still an S, technically. You straight.
Jesus. 800-585-1051. We're talking about what Saucy Santana said. What are your thoughts? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Jess Hilarious. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about something Saucy Santana said a couple of months back, which resurfaced. And can we play the audio so people understand what we're talking about?
I just told my followers yesterday, I'm going to have me a baby when I'm like 40. Like, I said 50, but they said 50 too late. So I'm going to do 40. How old you think?
What you want, a boy or girl?
I want a girl. Because, you know, when I get older, I ain't going to be gay no more.
What age you going to stop being gay?
I said 50, but they told me 40. I feel like 40, I might still have a...
All right. So, thoughts?
I thought this was very interesting.
I agree.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because now we know Saucy Santana. He has a big personality. He play a lot, but a lot of things he don't play a lot. You know about, and he wants a family eventually. And I guess that he just wants to figure out, like, okay, is there a certain age where I can have these dreams come true for myself, or what? Like,
well, he can have a family being gay, but does he want a wife?
I think he's saying he wants to have.
And he did say wife and kids.
Yeah,
he
don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he's saying just plain saying, but I'm not going to be gay no more.
I don't want to be gay no more. Like he said that, yeah, and he said 50. Somebody else told him 40.
Yeah,
that's way too young. Like, no, he's still going to have a lot of gay in him at 40. But 50, he probably like, listen, I'm old now. And he said, don't nobody want to be running around being gay that old.
Yeah, I don't think you get less gay the older you get. Because I'm 45. I feel like I'm getting gay every day.
You are.
Well, yeah. Well, you're different. It's a different case. Mm-hmm. You know?
Your hips getting wider. Your butt getting bigger. Yes. Like
that's just working out.
And it's a very rare case. Because you have a wife and girls. you got girls already. So you got... So, you know, it's a very rare case here.
Well, we have Jamal on the line. Jamal's a gay man.
Okay.
And understands exactly what Saucy Santana means. Jamal.
Let's go, Jamal.
How are y'all today? Good morning.
Good morning,
Let's
Jamal.
Black and Holly
What's
family.
Up, Jamal?
Good morning. Nice to meet all y'all. Jess, my Baltimore sister.
Hey, baby.
But yes, I understand exactly what Saucy Santana is talking about. But as you get older as a gay man, you mature a little bit. You think, well, a lot of it, actually. Mm-hmm. And you start to think about other options for, you know, family and settling down. And don't get me wrong, I really feel like he's never going to stop being gay. He's probably jibbling dead, like whatever, but he's never going to stop being gay. He's never going to stop being gay. He's just trying to think of more options for himself. Like life changes as you get older. I'm 33, so they consider me like an older gay queen. Like,
right.
Crazy.
So what do you want? Do you want kids or something?
Absolutely.
I mean, do you want to adopt, or do you want to actually lay down with a woman and conceive, or whatever it's called?
No, I'll lay down with a woman and conceive. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that makes you not gay though, or less gay.
Right. But that's what he was saying. He said, like, no, I you can't just turn that off. That's like something that you can't just stop being. However, when you grow up, you know, you start. But that's for straight. That's for anybody, gay or straight, whatever. Like, you grow up and you start looking at life differently, and you think about what you want.
But do you grow out just because you grow up? Like, do you grow out of being gay just because? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
You stop doing certain things. Like, you just stop doing like a lot of what the LGBTQ community does. You just stop it. Not all of those things matters anymore. It's just trying to really evolve as a gay man. And,
true.
You know, into a more mature man.
But if you decide to sleep with a woman and to have a child, because he was talking about having a family and going to church, would you want to have a family with a woman and be that connected to live in the same house, or, you know?
Hell no, he's not 50 yet.
Yeah, so for me, I'm interested in, I'm a gay man now, but if I eventually come across a woman that accepts me for me and love me for me, I don't see no reason why I would not be with her.
Yeah.
As long as she know all my information, all my tea, where I've been, like, you know, everything's up to the forefront. I slept with men at once upon a time in my life, but now I'm with you. This is my new family. This is X, Y, and Z. And we create that on together. I don't see no problem with
but
that.
But you would have sex with her? Or
man,
no?
Why are you being stupid?
Because I'm asking. Because I'm asking questions. Because that means he's like. Because he's saying, okay, if she understands
if
me,
if they having a kid, the man just told you yes, they're gonna live
yeah,
together.
Yeah, but there's a difference between having sex for a kid and having a sexual relationship.
Yeah, he's trying to say, like, is he gonna be bisexual then?
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Well, let Jamal answer.
This is math. This is gay math. It adds up to me. I don't know why you can't do the equation.
You know what?
I mean, yeah, I will be bisexual.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Jamal. Since you had to spell that out for Envy, you would be clearly bisexual.
Yeah, clearly.
All right.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Cebu. Thank you.
Y'all ain't gonna confuse me on this Friday.
I wasn't confused at all. I totally understood what he said.
Because if you know what, forget it. 800-585-1051. I just got questions. I just want to ask.
And I want you to ask.
I just want to get questions.
I don't. I don't want him to raise his hand in class.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk more.
Let him just cheat off our test.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
Yes.
Now, we were talking about some things that Saucy Santana sent on the live. I believe it was with Carisha, and this is what he said.
Mm-hmm. I just told my followers yesterday, I'm going to have me a baby when I'm like 40. Like, I said 50, but they said 50 too late, so I'm going to do 40.
How old you think?
What you want, a boy or girl?
I want a girl. Because, you know, when I get older, I ain't going to be gay no more.
What age you going to stop being gay?
I said 50, but they told me 40. I feel like 40, I might still have a...
So we're asking your thoughts, 800-585-1051. We just spoke to a man named Jamal who said he completely understands.
Yeah.
Yes, and he's just... Jamal is from the LGBTQ community.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That's who we need to be talking to.
Yep, and he broke it down. How he seen it from his perspective.
Do we have more of the LGBTQ Disney Plus community on the phone?
Yes, we do. We have Sky. Sky, good morning.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Sky?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Sky.
Hi, Sky.
So what's your opinion, Sky?
So, I'm a lesbian.
Okay.
I've been out since I came out to my family when I was 15 years old. I'm 45 years old now. Mm-hmm. I really don't appreciate or like the comment that Saucy made, because it's taken so long for a lot of other people to come out and be accepted, you know, in society.
and it makes it seem to straight people like it is a choice. You know, they always talk about the choice to be gay, and it's not. And for somebody that's in the community, that's an actual influencer within the community, to be like, oh, well, I'm going to turn my gayness off at this certain age. You can't do that.
I was wondering if he was being a little tongue-in-cheek, but then I was also wondering maybe there's a bisexual, you know, aspect to it.
And I mean, that, and if that's the case, that's what he needs to say, or she needs to say, whatever. You know, I just truly think, you know, it needs to be verbalized a little bit better, because somebody else within the outside of our community is like, okay, right there. That's what I'm talking about. This person is,
that's true,
is gay, and but they said they can turn it off. You see what I'm saying? So
it gives people ammunition. It gives people, like you said, it gives people ammunition to be like, I told you it ain't natural. It's a choice.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, like, but
thank you, Sky.
I definitely understand that. Like, you know, she has that opinion. But I've heard other, you know, gay people as well. They say, some of them do believe that it is a choice. A lot of them believe that it's not. So it's just difference in opinion, how you feel about it, you know. Maybe Santana does feel that it's a choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he, I'm telling you, it's people that feel different ways about it, just like anything else in life, yeah. You know?
Sean.
Hello.
Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Nothing much. Hey, what's up?
What's your opinion, Sean?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up, y'all? Oh, my God. Oh,
Sean, don't act like you Sean, don't act like you didn't know who you was calling.
No, Sean thought we was on hold. He thought it was that phone operator. Damn.
How are you, Sean?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? All right, so here's my thoughts. I think Tasha Santana is still young. He's still, you know, feeling himself. You know, he wanted to say some controversial stuff, you know, get some headlines and stuff. But in all seriousness, him being black is, you can't just say whatever comes to your head. You know what I'm saying? There are still parents that are not accepting their kids. There are still parents that are, you know, giving their life savings to the church, and they'll listen to whatever their pastor says. So now you got Tasha Santana saying something like this. Like, you've proven, you know, the wrong side right. You know, like, there are people that are going to be hurt by his words. I get that he's trying to be funny. I get that he's a personality, but, like, my guy, you got to calm it down. Like, that's crazy.
So you agree with the last caller. You feel like, you know, he's making it seem like being gay is a choice. And that gives ammunition to people who say things like, you know, being gay is not natural. It's a choice. People are making a choice. So you feel like he's reinforcing that narrative.
He is, but he's not trying to. Like I said,
right. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, he's trying to be funny. But like that, like some people, they don't have the luxury of funny. You know what I'm saying? Like some people, they hold on to those words, and they won't listen to anything I say, Tanner says. But that right there, they're going to listen to that.
But you know what, Sean? A gentleman named Jamal called in a couple of minutes ago, and he had the same thought process as Saucy Santana. He said he's a gay man, and he said, you know, he thinks that he might want a family and have a family with a woman. He wants to have a natural birth with a woman. Mm-hmm. And he thought this pretty much the same thing.
I think he worded it a lot differently. Mm-hmm. More, I guess, less funny, and he was more serious.
But
about
he believed it 100%. He even said he wanted a family, and what else did he say? He said, as long as she understood him.
She knows all my teeth, she knows where I've been. I'm going to be completely transparent, open, and everything.
No.
Okay.
How old are you, Sean? How old are you?
Let women be with men that want to be with women their entire damn lives.
And that's what I was asking.
How old are you, Sean?
Women are not dolls. They are not playthings. Like,
Sean, how old are you?
I am 34 years old.
You still young too, though, man.
Oh my God, I thought he was about to say 55 or something.
Well, thank you, Charlamagne. Thank you. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Now, Sean, let me ask.
Let me ask you
one last question before you leave, Sean. Don't hang up yet. Now, Charlamagne said that when he gets older, he's been getting a lot gayer. Do you see that as well?
Yeah.
I'm being tongue-in-cheek. Whoa.
How did you...
that up?
I think the world is Charlamagne's oyster. Charlamagne can do whatever he wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's
right. You hear me? I'm with you, Sean. Thank you, Sean.
Right, I know that's right. Right, so, yeah. He don't grind your gears, but yeah.
Thank you, sure.
First of all, the kids think I'm trade. You hear me?
What's that?
What?
What's the definition of trade?
Sean, the kids think I'm trade, Sean. Okay.
Oh my God, this was great, y'all. Y'all feel like my rich cousins that never talked to me.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Where you calling from, Sean?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
Of course, you were calling from Atlanta.
I was born in New York, but I came to the winning team, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Have a good weekend, Sean.
You too. Stay funny. Bye.
Yes, thank you.
What's the moral of the story? If there's a moral, guys.
The moral of the story is I really truly don't think being gay is a choice. I don't, you know. But I do think that you can choose to make other decisions when you get older, but that don't change who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If a gay man says, hey, I do want to lay down and conceive and have a family, I personally don't think that makes him not gay.
Yeah, less gay or whatever. Yeah. That's just what he wants to do.
Because I got four girls and y'all think I'm gay. So
you are.
No, you tell us you gay.
Yeah, all the time.
We don't go around just saying it.
You flirt with me all the time. No, to the LGBTQ.
Boy, you don't even know.
What
do
you mean?
You mixing it up.
They add different letters all the time. But I know the original. LGBTQ. All
right. To say plus.
Disney Plus.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We got Jess with the Mess coming up. What are we talking about?
Oh, my God. It is crazy
she don't
in this
know.
World.
She don't know yet. Nah, she don't know yet.
Usher.
Crazy. Oh, yes. Usher. Yep.
We'll get to that next. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club on BET. Good morning.
White people, wash your body.
We are The Breakfast Club.
Right.
Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy.
Hey, salute to our guy Flavor Flav, man. Remember Flavor Flav gifted us this clock at the iHeartRadio Music Festival?
I love that.
Kind of gifted it.
He coming to pick it up at 9 o'clock because he wearing it today to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, he coming to pick it up.
So leave that for Flav. He's sending somebody to pick it up at 9 o'clock.
Well, is he bringing it back?
Probably not.
Oh, my God.
He didn't want to give it to us.
He told us it was just a loaner.
Yeah, he didn't want to give it to us.
We got your clock right here, Flav. I want to see you shining tonight at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, that's right. So, and they look like the same diamonds that's in my ring. That's crazy.
Okay.
All right.
That's crazy coming to get that clock.
I know.
He's wearing it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not mad at it. No, yeah. That's what it is tonight, right? Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame. All right, Flav. What a Flav. All right, well, let's get to Jess with the Mess.
Yes.
News is real. News is real. Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lying.
This is the Rumor Report.
I don't do that. Stop.
It's just for the Mess. I know this is real.
On The Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference. People are
stuck. Usher says the hardest part about preparing for the Super Bowl is picking songs. Mm. Now, we know Usher has a big catalog.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so I would imagine for any star of that caliber, it would be hard because he has 13 minutes and, you know, to perform. And like you said, his show, which I haven't seen yet, is phenomenal.
Phenomenal in Vegas.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, of course, He can't fit his entire legacy into 13 minutes.
He does like a two plus hour show in Vegas.
What songs would y'all want to hear? I mean, I'm be honest. I wasn't trying to hear no pizza. A-Tail Daddy.
You gotta do Yeah. That's Yeah. You gotta do Yeah.
That is the resort's favorite song. Every resort from here to Hong Kong.
It's one of the biggest records ever in the history of life.
And the white people be cutting the rug.
That's what I'm saying.
That's who Lovers and Friends.
Oh, yes. Love it.
Has to do Lovers and Friends.
What'd he bring
does
on
he
Lil
have
John?
To do Lovers and Friends? Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, he got to do
with Lil
Jon.
Great record.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, you got to do My Boo with Alicia Keys. But then it's high energy.
Yeah, it's high energy. Yeah, so we got to do
like stuff like DJ's got us falling in love. He's going to have to do that.
Oh, yeah, he got to do that.
Got to do that. Yeah. The other one, the Oh My.
Oh, he got to do that because that's like a Baltimore song because, he, you know, he tied in the Baltimore club version.
Oh, my God.
He
got to
do that. He got to do
All Lovers and Friends.
Whatever he does, I can't remember what song was he doing when he bought all of the dancers out. Because he got to bring that stripper pole to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's Good Kisser. Good Kisser.
Is it Good Kisser?
Yes.
He got
I done been around the world. I'm a lot of girls. And
now he's not going to do that.
He got to.
Oh, that's not. Kisser. Yeah.
No, I don't know if he need to do that song, but he got to bring out the stripper pole. Whatever song he did with the stripper pole, I forgot what song it was.
Okay.
You got to have the stripper pole, and you got to have them dances. The dancers probably can't dress the way they dress at your residency.
Yeah.
But, man, you got to do that.
Phenomenal
artist. What he do? Don't leave your girl around me. True player.
He definitely doing that. You know he doing
that. You
gotta do it. Really? Can't wait to do that and terrorize people, girlfriend.
Have all the NFL players' wives come up there.
Wow.
That is hilarious.
Don't let the Chiefs make it. He going right to Taylor Swift. Oh, Travis Kelce gonna come running out the locker room.
He better not walk up to Taylor Swift. No, he gonna turn around and be like, not that back. All right, never mind. All right, anyway. Northwest prefers being at her dad's house. So during an episode of The Kardashians on Hulu, Kim K opened up to her sister, Courtney, about Northwest preferring to be at her dad's house. This is the audio we have.
North, she'll go to her dad. She'll be like, Dad is the best. He has it all figured out. He doesn't have a nanny. He doesn't have a chef. He doesn't have security. He lives in an apartment, and she'll start crying. Why don't you have an apartment? I can't believe we don't have an apartment. They do that at Scott's too. Like, Dad has the best house. Your house sucks.
I feel like everything falls on the parent that's more involved.
Yeah.
But like, we make our own food. That's amazing that you make ramen, you know? Like,
wow. Rick, go ahead, cut it right there. Because wow. That really hurt my inner child's heart. Because, baby, I grew up making oodles and noodles. So what's wrong with that, Kim? Just because we don't eat quiche and hummus every morning.
First of all, what you mean grew up?
Grew up.
But you still eat it?
Let me tell y'all
making
a story.
Making noodles. I still eat noodles.
Let me tell y'all a story.
What? You made ramen yesterday?
Let me tell y'all a story.
When I go home tonight, I will.
Just hilarious. She hit the house one night. Had a whole nice meal.
Nice spread.
I'm pretty sure it was Jamaican food, if I'm not
it
mistaken.
It was oxtail, yes it was.
Mad oxtail. You know, oxtail, $15 a pound.
But this sounds like Kim K, so you mad have all the expensive oxtail. Stuff, huh?
Just ain't like none of it. You know what she asked for? Went in the pantry. Oodles and noodles. My wife made her oodles and noodles.
Yeah.
Or maybe you made it yourself. I don't remember.
Yeah, I did because she didn't even know how to bowl a noodle. I said, oh,
that is not
this
true.
Is the day, this is the McKelvey Kardashian
that
house.
That is not true.
I said, this house sucks. Y'all don't have an apartment? Come on. What the hell is going on? Lord.
That's true.
What?
Oh, man.
So, yeah, what it sounds like is her kids... like a regular life. Dad doesn't have a nanny.
Right.
Dad has it all figured out.
Correct.
Now, sometimes your kids will hurt your feelings when talking about their favorite parent or whatever, but it just sounds like that they like regular stuff.
They like normal. They
know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't like the security guards all around. They don't like the gourmet food. They just want Velveeta mac and cheese or some oodles and noodles.
Y'all are so wrong about this.
What you mean?
Oh, we are? Whatever.
You know why? Because these kids don't even know what normal is. You know why these kids like going to Kanye house? Because every kid like going to the house that got less restrictions. The house that lets you do damn near whatever it is you want to do.
What
you can
talking
ride around
about?
And be as free as you want to be.
Kanye don't have no electricity. He don't have no TV. He don't have nothing.
That's probably fun to a child.
Yes.
That ain't fun.
They're spending time with their dad.
Yes.
And their dad could have maids and nannies and all that. But
Kanye ain't living regular. I don't care what y'all say.
All right. Well, more regular than that.
I highly doubt it. I just think that she like to go over there because it's just more fun because ain't strict.
Well, not only that, it seems like she has a great relationship where she talks to her dad. That's why she was like, Dad has it all figured out.
Right.
They probably have conversations, and that's why she wants to run her dad's company.
If the kids throw the middle finger up around Kanye encouraging that.
No, he going to bend that finger back.
No,
believe
he
it.
He going to be like, you don't do it like this, you do it like this. Right. You got two.
Every time you see paparazzi, you do that, all right? Every time you see paparazzi, you do that.
Yep.
Where do you think he got that from?
Kanye.
Exactly.
Because he hates paparazzi.
Do it from the back. Hey.
Kanye would not say, do it from the back.
I mean, the middle finger from the back.
I'm going to say, come on now.
You know what? See, y'all too kinky. Look,
I said,
you know what? Forget it.
Speaking of from the back, more Saucy Santana, DJ Academic stuff. Okay, so Queen Latifah weighs in on the academics. You know Queen Latifah, she don't be saying nothing. She minds her business. If she came out of nowhere saying stuff like this, then you know it really bothered her. So she commented. She said...
Well, she actually reposted.
That was from
my
song.
She reposted who?
My Song.
My Song.
Oh, My Song.
That's it. This is My Song on the bottom left.
Okay, it was originally... All right, shut up. They don't even know it's right here. Be quiet. All right, so she reposted this. It said, it's crazy to me how DJ Academics is crying scared to say anything to Saucy Santana because he's a gay man and he's scared of getting canceled, but has said some of the most outlandish, vile, disrespectful, and demeaning things to black women with absolutely no fear whatsoever. Brings me back to Malcolm X's quote, the most disrespected, unprotected, and neglected person in America is the black woman.
You read that well.
Yeah. And it was even the wrong era, and I skipped it.
Just drop a bomb. I don't know if it was Rosetta Stone. I don't know what the hell been going on.
No, don't play with me.
What?
No, it's probably a shot of Deleon in the morning. Don't do that.
I don't know what been going on this week with the reading, Jess.
Wow.
The reading.
Wow, I thought you was a little, I thought you messed up a little bit, but you came right back.
No, I sure did. No, that person messed up, but I said, I can't do that.
And last break when the mic sold, Jess said, I just want to read. Go ahead,
whatever.
Jess.
Well, thank you.
And that's it. That's
no, listen. Honoring takeoff on 1 year anniversary of his death.
Oh, right. We were supposed to do this Wednesday,
November 1st.
Right.
Offset posted a tribute video with the caption: "The times we spent is priceless. What we built in this game, they never wanted us. Never wanted to give us our flowers. We influenced the world. I love you, Take. You still here with us? I just know you are. Migo for life.
Rest in peace, Takeoff. Yes. She just wanted to show off her reading.
No, we should have been said something about this. Wednesday, so don't do that.
That is true, but you still just wanted to show off your reading skills.
There you go.
Just hilarious.
There you go.
Making Baltimore school system proud.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Thank you
Pennsylvania.
So, thank you so much for really knowing me, Eddie.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, that is Jess with the mess. Now, who are you giving your donkey to?
Boy, after the hour, man, this is a very confusing donkey because I don't know whether to give it to the police or the people who committed the crime. And I put crime in air quotes, but we'll discuss for after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I was donkey up the day. Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for donkey of the day. I ain't trying to be donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called donkey of the day, and it really caught me off guard.
And Charlamagne, who got the donkey of the day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, donkey of the day for Friday, November 3rd. It's so confusing to me. I really don't even know who I want to give it to because it's always confusing when I can understand why someone did what it is they did, but then, you know, in this case, I do want to give it to the police, you know, because they know they didn't have to lock these people up because they should understand where these folks is coming from, too. So I'm going to just play the news report and then we can all maybe get on the same page and discuss. Let's go to KHOU 11 News for the report, please.
Two men are facing charges for stealing at least a dozen packages of oxtails in addition to steaks and ground beef, all from local grocery stores. Constable Mark Herman's office says they pulled the suspects over on the Northwest Freeway and noticed the stolen meat during a traffic stop.
These two men stole multiple packages of meat. Mm-hmm. Oxtails from Food Town. I don't judge anybody for what they do when they are in survival mode. If you haven't seen the price of oxtails lately, you're not going to understand. Oxtail is like $13, $14 a pound nowadays. I encourage you to read an article that todayshow.com did titled Oxtail Prices is Rising. Is that a bad thing? Hell yeah, it's a bad thing. So in a way, I can't blame them for stealing the oxtails. You order a large oxtail from most Jamaican spots nowadays, it's $30, and the portions are disrespectful. Because if it's $13 a pound, I can only afford to give you about 2-3 pieces of oxtail. A lot of gravy and rice, though. Okay, we might as well start ordering rice and beans with a side of oxtail because that's all we're getting nowadays. If I'm paying $30... I want a lot of meat. Pause.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
If you ain't paying $13, you want a lot of meat.
You want a lot of meat.
Nobody want all that rice and cabbage, and folks be acting like that gravy is liquid gold. It is, but when you have the oxtails to go with it. So even though I know what they did is wrong, it's hard for me to see a crime being committed here. I actually see two men doing God's work. To me, it seems like the cops are just mad because they're not invited to whatever function this oxtail and steak and beef gonna be served at. Because either they was preparing dinner or they were selling oxtail on the black market. Okay, these cops to me, I think his name is Sergeant Amaya and the rest, they should be considered cock blockers, okay, technically, because they stop meat from going in somebody's mouth. Now, I was talking to the president of the Fat Lives Matter community who is highly upset about this. He's trying to get Tamika Mallory and Untel Freedom on the phone to stage a protest or something, but I told him Tamika busy with real issues. But the president of the Fat Lives Matter community said, stopping these men is like pulling Santa over on Christmas and asking where he got all the toys from, then arresting him for stealing. He said you stopping Santa from spreading joy all over the world, just like you stopping these two men from spreading beautiful oxtail gravy all over the world as well. So I am confused. I really don't know who to give this donkey to.
Mm.
I really don't. So I think we should go to Breakfast Club court.
Okay.
I really think we should go to Breakfast Club court. Come on now.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, let me ask you a question. These brothers have been charged with stealing from Food Town. But this is my question to everybody out there. Mm-hmm. We've all got pulled over before for a traffic violation.
Mm-hmm.
Have they ever said, well, where did you get this food from in the back? Where's the receipt for the food? No, give me my ticket for speeding or give me my ticket for not stopping at a stop sign. Give me my ticket for not using my blinker. But you don't need to know where this food came from.
Yeah.
Do y'all keep the receipts or do y'all throw the receipts out on the way out? I don't keep the receipts all the time.
No, I keep my receipts.
Oh.
Yeah. But this is a crime, guys.
You think?
I just want to say, like in real life, it's a crime. So.
But you be the main one complaining about lack of oxtail portions.
No, I was complaining because you and your family don't know how to cook oxtail. So that's...
We didn't cook that, though.
That was the problem.
That was
okay, and it was very dry.
That was
But yeah. So that's why we have things like oodles and noodles. But I think it's still a crime.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's discuss.
I would like to say oxtail, $15 a pound. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Just remember that. $15 yes. a damn pound. Next time you go into a Jamaican spot and spend $30 and all you get is rice, beans, a lot of gravy, cabbage, and three pieces of meat, you're going to think about this story and understand why these men did what they did.
Are they Caribbean?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because then, all right, cool. If they just regular black, it's a crime.
Nah, they'd just steal a goat. The whole goat.
Okay.
It'd be live goat in the back of the trunk.
They regular blacks, it's a crime.
Regular blacks. All right, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. BET, we'll see y'all later.
Bye, BET.
Everybody else, let's talk about it. Let's discuss. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're just joining us, we're in Breakfast Club Court. Why, Charlamagne?
Because these two individuals got pulled over by the police, and when they got pulled over by the police, they found all this meat in their car. So it was mad oxtail, mad steak, mad beef. And I don't think the police officers should have arrested these brothers because oxtail is $13 a pound nowadays. Mm. So I understand. And Jess, my wife said she did not make those dry ass oxtails you ate.
Oh my God, yeah, but she tried to make them soggy ass noodles. And I said, oh, girl. Now, y'all from South Carolina, how y'all don't know how to make no raw?
Oh my gosh. All right. So we're asking 800-585-1051, should these gentlemen have been arrested? I don't think so, because if you get pulled over for a traffic stop, mm-hmm. they don't check the car for where the meat came from. There's no way in hell they look in the bags and be like, this meat is stolen. There's no way that they should even know that at all. Give me my ticket for not using my blinker for speeding and let me go with my oxtail. I think that these brothers' rights were... they were taken advantage of, and mm-hmm. there's no way that we should be asking where that meat came from. Give them the ticket and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. And we said, don't ever ask where the meat come from.
No, shut up. Jess, what do you think?
Like I said, it's a crime, guys. I mean, I know we are in a recession. I know people are hurting and everything, but you just can't go and steal hacks of meat.
You're right.
You know, you just can't do it. And I can't sit here and be like, yeah, because I'm raising a son. What if my son goes steal a peck of oxtail? And it'd be like, Charlamagne Envy, they said that we hurt right now. So
if your son steal all that oxtail and bring it home and get away with it, you cooking it.
I'm definitely cooking it. And it makes up for all the bad oxtail I had at your house.
That my wife did not cook, by the way.
Okay, she didn't make it. His chef did. That's worse.
No, that wasn't. That was, you know, I'll be honest with you.
What?
I'm sorry.
You ordered. I knew it. He ordered the macaroni and cheese was dry. The beans overcooked. I said, no, he ain't even get this from no Jamaicans.
That was from.
I knew it. I know, yo. I said, yo.
The first time was the chef.
This
that was Chef Sean Nace. Who's the chef?
Yeah. There's mad Caribbean spots by us though.
Like, yo, and he
two towns over. There's mad spots.
I do not know.
You gotta pass. You gotta pass all the Caribbean spots on the way.
I said, this tastes like Mexicans made it, and you're not supposed to eat Jamaican food from Mexicans.
I don't know why I did that. Yeah, the Island Spice right there, Reggae Kitchen right
Everything
there.
Everything is there.
That's it.
You know what it was? Because you wanted something else that I would have had to go to like Rasta pasta. And I would have had to go to one spot to get that and the other spot to get everything else. I was like, it's got everything.
That is so sad.
This guy is crazy.
Cool. Now I figured it out. That was crazy.
All right. Well.
Let's go to the phone line, Drew, because I don't got time for this, y'all. That is so sad.
That's disrespectful.
I knew it.
You invite somebody to your house and you do that.
I knew it,
y'all. That's like going to Boston Market, right? And saying, I cooked
man,
this.
Man, Jeff don't like nothing, man.
I knew it.
Jeff don't like nothing.
I knew it.
Hello, who's this?
This D.
Z, what up?
What's up, D?
Not much. What up, Jeff?
D, now we talking about meat this morning. Go ahead, talk to us.
Whoa.
All right, I mean, I like. But at the same time, the police should get the donkey of the day because whatever they stopped that man for, that's what they should be focused on.
That's what
they
I said.
They stopped that man for stolen meat.
That's
the people didn't call them reporting that man for stolen meat, and he should have never told them he stole the meat from the place.
Now, I don't know, because the news report didn't say whether or not somebody from Food Town had reported all that meat stolen.
You said it was a traffic stop. That's all you said.
Yeah, you said it was a traffic stop.
Exactly, so that's what they should be focused on. Not worry about why he got all these loose packs of meat in his car.
Well, I do agree with that, D. You're right.
Thank you, D.
Hello, who's this? That's what I like.
Hey, DJ Envy, Uncle Charlotte, what's going on? This is Ronald from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Hey, Ronald.
Now, talk to us. Should the cops get donkey or should the gentleman get donkey today?
I think the cops should get the donkey.
Why?
Because I cook oxtail. I pay $100 for a 15-pound bag of oxtail.
God,
you got people out here pushing. You got people out here pushing down these people through Target and everything, TVs, lawnmowers. That costs more than the oxtail. Let these people eat.
Damn. You said $100 for a 15-pound bag?
Damn. That is crazy. Where is
he
getting it?
Yep.
Okay.
Jesus.
Costco's? Where is he going?
Hello, who's this?
This is Don. How you guys doing?
Hi, Don.
What's going on, Don? What's your thoughts? Who should get donkey today?
Man, those guys need to get donkey of the day, man. Those guys need to get donkey of the day.
Okay. Why do you feel?
Because those oxtails don't get to land on our table, man. That's why I'm upset.
See, you said the oxtails are not laying on their tables.
Yeah, we don't get to eat those oxtails. Those oxtails are not going to get destroyed. They're not going to get eaten. And oxtails are too expensive right now to be wasted. Those cops are throwing those oxtails away.
Exactly. They're not black. They don't understand. So they throwing them away.
They definitely throwing them away. They don't understand the gold that's in that meat.
Yeah.
800-585-1051. We're taking your calls right now. We're trying to decide, should the police officers or should the gentleman who stole the donkey, just give him a quick update of what happened, Charlamagne, for people that just tuned in.
Man, in Houston, two brothers, I don't know if they were brothers, But they got arrested for stealing mad meat from Food Town, and they had a bunch of oxtails. If you look at the picture on the picture,
it's crazy.
It looked crazy. They like had
they about
mad
to open
meat.
Up their own market.
That's right.
Yo.
And the police arrested them, and I don't think the police should have arrested them just because of how high the price of oxtail is. It's oxtail not, like $15 a pound, yo.
It's not even that. It's the fact that y'all dummies got caught.
Look at all that meat.
You don't get caught with that. How do you go steal all of that? I know. How do you go steal all that meat and then you speed?
How did they steal all this meat?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying.
How did they get out of the store with all this meat?
And then you get stole and then you get caught with it. That's y'all fault. Why would y'all get caught?
Look how the way the cops got the oxtail laid out.
I know,
on the
laying out like they about to sell it.
That look better than cocaine.
It does.
You stupid.
It does.
800-585-1051. Who should get donkey today? Let's discuss this. The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Charlamagne's donkey today. Now, Charlamagne, what was your donkey?
Donkey today went to two people in... I don't know who to give it to. It's either two people in Houston or the cops. I kind of feel where the people in Houston was coming from because they stole a bunch of oxtail and steak and meat from the ground beef from Food Town. Mm-hmm. And then when the police pulled them over, the police took them to jail. I'm like, the police don't understand the price of oxtail nowadays. Mm. And I must say, the person who called in and said that they had $100
for
15 pounds of oxtail. Mm-hmm. That's like $6 and like 60 cents a pound. That's not a bad deal.
That's that. Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
That's all right.
He was trying to get more of a discount. He said, but
it
I
it sounded like a lot when he said $100 for 50 pounds.
That ain't bad.
He owned a restaurant, obviously, probably. Yeah. But what I agree with was that he said they're not laid out on nobody's table. Y'all done got caught with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should get donkey. Y'all got caught. Why would y'all still listen to get caught?
Right. So the question is 800-585-1051. Who should get donkey today? And let me salute to Crystal, my Caribbean, Jamaican neighbor who was actually coming to the house today to cook oxtails.
Yes. Your family likes me enough to have me there? Yeah, they don't know
we don't
like
it like
number.
That. No, we don't like it like that. Right, oxtail please. Too expensive. We ain't sharing that. We keep right. that. We gonna keep that for a couple days too.
See, that's the light skin family. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. It's all good.
At least my oxtail ain't gonna be dry.
I'm gonna get Jeff some good oxtail. Don't worry. We gonna figure it out.
Yeah, with the Hanya Tubman picture hanging up in the foyer, you gotta have some juicy oxtail somewhere.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jamisha from Savannah.
Hey, Jamisha from Savannah. Talk to us. What's your thoughts? Who should get donkey today?
I believe the officers should get donkey of the day unless they had reasonable cause to ask where the food came from.
That's right.
They had mad meat, though. I ain't gonna front. I thought it was like a couple packages. It was like maybe 40 packages.
50, so what?
50
and
packages
I don't
of meat.
Think it was no bags.
And
we
it was
didn't
no, bags,
no bags.
But bags expensive now.
But
I don't have no bags.
Anything,
when I go grocery shopping
because in the black community where I grew up, we tend to buy a lot of food and kind of stockpile the house.
We so buy in bulk.
Like, unless they got a tip that they stole that meat. They should get donkey of the day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is say, I got a restaurant.
I got you.
But they ain't had no bag, though.
I got a restaurant. Why you got all this meat? I'm building an ox. There's a lot of things you can say.
What? Hello, who's this?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Connie.
Hey, Connie. Good morning. Who should get donkey today, Connie?
Listen, Charlamagne, you wrong this time. I'm sorry. They are criminals. Did you not see the ankle monitor on that guy?
Yeah, the ankle monitor.
You know
ankle
what?
Monitor?
Thank you so much, Connie.
I ain't seen no ankle monitor.
Connie
story,
is
Connie.
A damn attorney.
Where you see an ankle monitor, Connie?
Zoom in.
You gotta look at the picture really good. When they had him in handcuffs, he has an ankle monitor on. Not the one that was in the car, but the one. I think he had braids or something. Mm-hmm. He has on an ankle monitor.
See, Connie
thank
giving us all
so
the information. Charlamagne half-assing over there.
Yeah.
I ain't seen no ankle monitor.
The other day, allegedly, being get.
So what if he's doing criminal activities, but he sell you oxtail for $3 a pound?
We have nothing to do with it.
I'm going
to
buy him. I'm going to buy him, but that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, right. That has nothing to do with us. Now, the police catch up to you, or they catch up to me, ask where I got it from, I'm going to be like, I got it from him with the ankle monitor.
Yes, I love you, by the way. I love you. I've been following you for a long time. I really do love you.
Thank
I
you.
I hope y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Connie.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, so what's the moral of the story?
Don't get donkey. Steal. Obviously, it's your donkey,
I guess you got to give the two men donkey of the day.
It's crime.
But I understand. I don't judge people for what they do in survival mode. An oxtail, $27 a pound.
Yo, if you raise it one more time.
It started at 15.
It started at 15. Lord. It's $20, $35,
$100. It's $32 a pound in Baltimore.
You don't know that. Yes, you is. Don't know.
Oxtail is cheaper than a bushel of blue crabs in oxtail. Bushel of blue crab, $97.
Yeah, right. Shayna, come on. How much is a bushel of crabs? The ones we eat, the largest. Baby, I be paying what, $195? Yep. I only eat the best
crib. $1.95?
Almost $200.
I'm about to say.
Oh, no, that's a dozen. I'm tripping. A dozen. A bushel was 72 cribs. You said a bushel. I'm thinking of a dozen. A dozen.
Online, $80.
She eat the small crabs. I'm sorry.
See, online it says a bushel of premium large female Maryland crabs is $269.
That's 72 crabs.
Yeah. That's a bushel. Whatever.
I buy a bushel. Bushel's where it's at. Especially when you're having like a little crab crack.
Got
to get you a bushel.
Yeah, because that I be getting extra large jumbos, and I'm the only one that pay.
You buy a dozen for eight people? That's only about a crab and a half.
Yeah, so that means nobody can get them. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Freeloaders. They be like, Jess, let's go over to Jess' house for the crab. She gonna get the large ones. Yeah. And then when I tell her about them, she be like, they only had mediums. No, they only had no mediums. Fine.
All right.
The moral of the story is, man, food is too high. Food is too damn high nowadays.
It is.
Grow our own crabs.
No, the moral of the story.
Grow our own
The moral of the story is do not commit crime.
Yeah, that should be the moral of the story. Don't commit crime.
Food is too high, so build your own crabs.
Grow your own oxen.
Grow your own oxen. No, don't do crime.
All right. When we come back, Nyla will be joining us past the Aux, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne the Guy, Jess Hilarious. We are The Breakfast Club, and it's time for Pass the Aux.
It's time for Pass the Aux with DJ Nyla.
Yup. Nyla.
DJ, come spin.
What's up, Nyla?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy to be here, as always. I just wanted to start before we get into the songs this week is Charlamagne, congratulations on The Daily Show.
Thank you.
Very, very dope. Seeing you live is always very impressive how you turn on and turn off. And I've seen you do a few shows, obviously, but I feel like this one was like your smoothest.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Bay out here rocking and killing.
Yes. You said Bay?
Bay. Yeah,
oh, you guys are going public now?
No, we not.
We always been public.
Don't listen to
it's
this
official?
Man.
What?
It's always been official.
Ain't no IPO over here, bro.
Bay been killing it recently. Go ahead now.
Okay, period. You know what? I'm for it because
okay,
I've been
period.
The weird little toxic thing that y'all
why
have going on.
Why women always say that when they're encouraging gay men?
Okay, period. Where's the fan at? Where's the, that's the.
I threw it away.
But why you do that?
I'm playing.
Okay, let's get into the first record, man. Rhapsody is back. She just dropped a new joint that's produced by Hit-Boy and it's called Asteroids.
I don't know why y'all bleep penis, but you are absolutely right. If Rhapsody had a penis, she'd be in the greatest of all time to be. She is the dopest lyricist alive. Whose name is not Kendrick Lamar. I don't care what y'all say. Rhapsody, one of them.
She gets busy.
Love Rhapsody.
She one of them.
Yeah, I can't dispute that. Love rap, and I think the record's fire, and we're definitely looking forward to the album whenever we get in that.
Ain't you her role DJ now?
Maybe not.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You DJ'd for her.
Ready.
I did DJ for her opening for Lauren, but I don't know. Yes, I'm her DJ.
Okay.
All right, so next
we all trying out for something.
Yeah.
And you're not getting The Daily Show. Don't play with me. You see how, like, they be trying to play with me, Nyla. It's okay. Okay.
I didn't even peep that. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. You see how they had him up there, them three little days, The Daily Show. You think they're going to be like, oh, we need Charlamagne. We need him in here. No, come on over here to BT, baby.
No.
Come on back home, boo. Go in there. What's the next
one? All right. So the next one is going to be Megan Thee Stallion is back, and she just dropped a new record called Cobra.
I don't understand how all of that stuff she's talking about on that record, grief, talking about being suicidal, and all they got out of it was partisan, breakup.
Her catching catching her ex-boyfriend cheating.
Boy, y'all,
that's crazy.
Well, they said the song is called Cobra because she's shedding her skin, because the cobras shed their skin and start off with new skin. Mm. So that's why they said she's calling the record Cobra.
Boy, it could just mean she a snake. We talking about all that.
No,
that's what I'm not saying she is, but that's what could mean.
That's
like,
true. It could
you talking about
both.
All the rebirth and play. You could have called it Onion. Peel back the layers. All right, but no.
Okay, well.
It would have made sense to be Onion because the record, when you hear what she's going through, it makes you cry.
It makes you cry.
It definitely makes you want to cry. See? I feel bad, but I'm glad to hear her talking about, you know, her pain and what she went through, and I'm just glad that she's back.
And I'm sending her healing energy. I hope that Megan got a therapist, a grief counselor. I hope she, you know, doing the work.
Yeah, same. All right, so the last record is an R&B joint by Mahi Jordan. They're a group from Toronto.
They still with Drake? They still signed to OVO?
I don't know if they're still with Drake.
Okay.
I have no idea. But they are. They're just fire. Good, good R&B. They got a new joint called Eyes Closed.
Is that the demo?
Yes, that sounds like Michael Jackson came out today.
For real? Michael Jackson,
I like that.
Came
if
out
young,
today?
young Michael came out today, because it's giving like Michael / Weekend.
I hear all Weekend.
I hear Weekend, but I hear Michael too. Michael.
I don't hear no Michael.
But young Michael.
Nah, he just doesn't want to compare any. Nobody wants to compare anybody to a GOAT. But I always say that The Weeknd reminds me of MJ, like MJ reference tracks.
Yeah, the vocals ain't sound a little off to you though.
No, I like it.
I felt like the voice was cracking a little.
Sound like
bit.
A demo, you said?
Yeah, is it just me?
Like he was doing karaoke?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a. It sounds like it's like a reference track for somebody else.
Where'd you get it from, Nala?
I think. iTunes, oh, okay. I think they just sing softer.
I don't think she's saying. Not with that one.
I like it.
It was cool.
It's for the ladies, I guess, but yeah. It don't sound like the lady gonna stay after hearing that. Mm. She might consider it, but she's still probably gonna leave.
Jesus.
Is this like, you know what, moving forward. If you guys like the records, definitely make sure you guys download the Pastor Aux playlist. Definitely pull up on me in Atlanta. We're doing Pastor Aux Live on November 9th at the Culture Lab. Sponsored by Rockstar Energy. So it's gonna be a super dope event. We got Domani hitting the stage and Ruben Vincent. So we got two of my favorite.
Domani, that's T.I.'s son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Domani and Ruben Vincent. So we got two spitters. And all the headliners, or not the headliners, I'm sorry, all the opening acts are college students that go to a HBCU. So they're from Spelman, Morehouse, or Clark Atlanta. So
that's
I'm
how
excited.
You know we old. That's T.I.'s son, eh?
Yeah, Domani. Right, you have no words. That's T.I.'s son. And then you squint it with it, and that's T.I.'s son, right?
You gotta stop doing that.
T.I. boy.
He is his old.
He's his old man. Nobody even cares about that.
And he dope. Yeah. I'm just saying, that's just as a peer. That's my guy. You're tip my guy. It's like, yeah. Oh, you tip son.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
He just make you
next
feel
time,
old.
Next time, though, just don't say that. You my know, goodness. It's just, we just love Domani. I mean, we love T.I. too, but we love. Anyway,
we got you.
Yes.
But so many people look at T.I. as Domani dad.
No, Domani I ain't never hear nobody say
that. I don't hear that. And also, because you always say it, just let that man stand on his own too.
Why do we do that when we hear about people's kids? Even when we know, like, we know. I know this T.I. That's T.I.
Because you're almost proud of him too. Like, oh, that's T.I.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Boy.
That's exactly.
You know, we're all proud. So cool.
Yeah, we proud
and
of
y'all. Your daughter, ain't it?
Oh my God! See, that's what happened.
So you get him back, but you Larry's son.
Right,
Larry's son.
That's right. Proudly.
November 9th, Culture Lab ATL, sponsored by Rockstar Energy Drink. Pastor Aux Live. RSVP now.
Okay,
that's yes. What's up.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Miss Nala. When we come back, we got the People's Choice mix. We throw back on a Friday. It's all about Jeezy. Jeezy album came out today, so let me know your favorite Jeezy records. Hey. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Jess Hilarious. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Jess, you out in Detroit this week?
I am in Detroit next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's why I will not be at The Breakfast Club next week. I will be at Punchline Comedy Club Tuesday through Thursday. We got six shows in Southfield, Michigan. Everybody in my comments like, that's not Detroit, that's not Detroit. But you're going to come, ain't you? Right. So it's right down the street. Make sure you get your tickets, JessHilariousOfficial.com. And then November 10th through the 12th, that weekend, I will be in Atlanta. Get your tickets, JessHilariousOfficial.com.
I got a dispensary for you out there, too, if you need something while you're out there.
And Detroit?
Yep.
Or, Detroit. Oh, that's what's up.
Yep, yep.
All right, that's what's
don't
up.
Don't go nowhere, Envy sends you.
Shut I know. Up. I was ready to say, now where is that now? But no, I got you. I got you.
Don't you say you got it.
All right, I'm
Jess,
sorry.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you, Jess. All right. Y'all play too much. When we come back, positive notice, The Breakfast Club tomorrow. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God,
We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Okay. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God, Jess Hilaris. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Change for Change. Charlamagne?
Hello.
Hello.
This Solomon?
Yeah.
Solomon Fernandez?
Yep.
From Denver, Colorado?
Yep.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. You know who you're talking to?
Yeah, this is Charlamagne.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And DJ MV, oh, wow. Jess Hilaris is here as well.
Hey, what's up, y'all, man? That's
crazy. Solomon, how you doing?
I've been hearing that you...
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I've been hearing that you falling on hard times, man.
Yeah, it's been a rough year this past year, you know.
What happened?
Just going through. Dealing with family issues, family loss, dealing with trying to come back with my bills and stuff.
I heard your credit card got stolen.
Yeah, it did, actually. I'm still waiting for the dispute for that one as well.
I heard your car got towed, too.
Car got towed. Had to pay like $1,200 to get that out, so that was like most of my savings. I saved up just recently.
Times is hard, man. Yeah. And you want to give us you want to give your son a bike for Christmas and his birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what,
His birthday December 16th.
Guess what?
I got a 4-year-old.
We gonna make that happen for you. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't feel sorry for you with your car getting towed. Because you probably parked somewhere you ain't had no business parking. But everything else, I'm here for you. And we're going to take care of your Amazon wish list, all right?
Hey, I appreciate y'all. It's such a blessing, for real.
That's right. The Breakfast Club is going to take care of your Amazon wish list. Salute to our good friends at Amazon. And we hope you have an amazing holiday season, okay?
Yeah, you guys keep doing what you're doing. It's all love.
We're taking care of your Amazon wish list, okay?
Hey, man, it's all love. I respect all y'all up there.
We appreciate you, Solomon. Yes, sir. So salute to our friends at Amazon. We hope you have an amazing holiday season. And make sure you log on to BreakfastClubOnline.com and register for your chance to have your wish list granted by The Breakfast Club and Amazon.
All right. When we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, and I want to salute to everybody who is coming to the Thrill of Possibility Summit this weekend in Nashville. The Thrill of Possibility Summit is put together by The Black Effect and iHeartRadio. We bring 50 HBCU students out to Nashville, and we have a panel, a weekend of panels and networking for the HBCU students, man. Everybody that's majoring in STEM. I don't know if it's STEM or STEAM now. Science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
It's STEAM now. They added the A.
So, you know, salute to everybody that we'll see in Nashville this weekend, man. Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.